this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
in
the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I am Petty Parrish, live and in full effect, joined today by Troy Harmon.
Hey, Ted.
CFA, Director of Research at Hensler Financial. We are bosom buddies when it comes to
and
research.
Lifelong pals.
Yes. And we're joining you, well, you're joining us today on this beautiful, well, we're pre-recording on Thursday, but Bill Lako is late.
Hey, hang on. I'll go get him.
Okay.
Bill! I don't think he's listening. I'm not sure.
And Dr. Gene is a little under the weather. Well, that is, the weather's good today, and he's not here.
And
so.
He is under it.
And this is a show about your money. And if you want to reach us during the week, you can call us if you're not in the Atlanta area at 855-429-9166 or 770-429-9166. You can email us your questions during the week at drgene@hensler.com. And I think you can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and even tweet us, or we follow our tweets on Twitter. What else is there, Troy? Is there
That's anything? A lot. That's a lot. I tell you what, I use about one of those five methods, so I'm not real sure how else you might get us. Carrier pigeon,
yes,
I think, still works.
Yes, it does work. Although, you know, we have some, you know, we hunt around here, we eat wild game, so a pigeon might not last.
Depends on how hungry we are at the time. Yeah.
So what's going on in the market, Troy? It was a pretty interesting week. The market's been volatile. It's
crazy.
All get up.
Crazy. Yeah, overall we're down about 1.5% for the week. And I think we were down about that much Thursday. And we were up about that much on Wednesday. Yeah. And down about that much on the Tuesday before that. It's just been crazy.
Yeah, so in other words, the lull that we were in terms of volatility is seemingly over.
Well, it is for now. Yeah. It surely is kicking up. And as you would expect, the stocks that normally are safe havens from that sort of volatility have been doing their job. Utilities are up about 0.76%, so 0.75% in the middle of that. Staples are up about 34 basis points, 0.34%.
Yeah.
And then you get the more cyclical plays that are down. But one thing that's actually impacting energy and anything commodity related has been the strong dollar, which dollar's up what, about 8% since the end of June.
And that is a twist that, you know, I guess we may have seen coming, given that the Fed is gonna raise interest rates at some point here. At least over the next 6 to 12 months, in my estimation.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the culprit.
That's going to be a lot of it. And the fact that what all these other central banks are having to do right now, I mean, that's an action in real time. We see the ECB having to go in and prop up their currency. You see weakness elsewhere.
Japan.
Is making us look stronger, so the dollar is being is increasing as investors flee for something that they feel is safe.
Yeah, and I think it's a telltale sign that the Fed is going to raise rates and that, you know, we are truly stronger than everywhere else. I mean, Germany had some really ugly numbers this week, and it looks like the Eurozone may be heading back for a recession if they don't do anything to change the tide. I mean, deflation is the word that's key there because the demand and hasn't been as great for the economic growth hasn't been. So.
Right.
But here in, you know, back across the pond, in the U.S., we're looking pretty good.
If you look year-to-date, then we're still positive. Actually, up a little better than 6.5% on the S&P year-to-date. You throw in a dividend, we're over 8%.
Yeah.
So not too bad. If you look, something that I like to look at is the differential between the cap size. So mid-cap stocks are up about 2.3%, which is pretty significantly lagging the S&P 500 yeah. since they have a history of longer-term outperformance. Mm-hmm. And then small cap year-to-date is down about 5% just in price. You throw in a dividend, they're down about 4%. But
it's
interesting.
There are two angles to point at that disparity. And I guess, number one, valuation small caps have
right.
gotten
yeah.
ahead of themselves.
They're
like 25, 26 times earnings. And then number two, if capital costs are going to go up higher with higher interest rates, they're probably going to find the most difficulty in funding their business.
Right, yep, the little guy.
It's pretty understandable.
Yeah,
however,
and strangely enough, second quarter earnings were relatively flat in those small companies as well.
Yeah. Wow. Well, if you look at the economic data from this week, what do we have here? The chain store sales snapshot, which is, you know, we report it every week, and then every week when we report it, we say it's not that important because it's a week-to-week number.
Right, yep.
Rose 0.1% after falling 0.2% last week.
Yeah, you look at the longer term on it, though, it's up to 3.9% mm-hmm. from its previous report at 3.6. So
yeah.
if you take some of that volatility out of the number, if you look a longer term,
mm-hmm.
but you're right, it's still, we'll say it again. Yeah, it doesn't matter all that much. It's talking about the weather again. You see that?
Oh.
Cool weather caused folks to go out and buy coats.
Really?
Yeah.
Already.
So same store sales.
We're at in Montana.
Yeah.
So even with mortgage rates ticking down back to what, about 4.12%, the mortgage application survey actually was up this week.
Yeah, yeah, it was
3.8%.
Yeah, so
that's great.
So rates fall a little bit, and you see applications increase.
Refinances actually rose 5%. Purchase activity was up 2.4%.
Yeah, that's been kind of the story lately.
Yeah, and rates were lower, so if you haven't had a chance to refinance, now may be a good time.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we've got some FOMC minutes this week about what are the Fed governors talking about behind closed doors, and it looks like the big conversation is whether or not they changed the language
yes.
from taking out the note about considerable time, how they're going to they're going to keep interest rates low for a considerable time.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid that if they take it out, that it's going to spook investors thinking that they're going to tighten the next day. But of course, we know that wouldn't happen that quickly.
Well, see, I happen to believe that the time is approaching where the Fed is going to ignore what the street thinks. Not exactly let the economy fall and the stock market just crash, but they're going to be less worried about day-to-day movements in the market and going to do what they need to do. And that will revert back to the way it was about halfway into Greenspan's term. Because at a point during Greenspan's term as FOMC chairman, everybody knew what he was going to do. He was going
right.
to juice the economy up. We're going to revert back to, you know, really not telegraphing what they're going to do. And, I mean, so that to me means that they may increase rates faster than everyone thinks. I'm not saying
so you
this
think
year.
They're going to increase rates before they drop this considerable time language? That would be the biggest surprise, wouldn't it?
I doubt that, but I do think after November 4th, anything goes
yeah.
after the election. They're not going to do it before the election. That's probably a 100%
yeah.
chance of them not doing anything before
that. Ted, I know you and I talked about that the other day, and one of the things that I see is I just really don't see enough inflation mm-hmm. or economic growth to drive us to raise
you.
Rates that quick. But, of course, that's what markets are made of, differing opinions.
Yeah. The thing about it is, Troy, I think the Fed needs to dry some powder because they have none right now.
Oh, I would agree with that.
And if they've already tightened, if you think about it, the FHA loan
oh, yeah.
limits were lowered, which in some cities is below the median home price. So a lot
right.
of people can't get financing.
Right.
So, I mean, they've already tightened when it comes to housing.
Yeah, me and some of the guys down in research went over to listen to Lizanne Saunders from Schwab yesterday. And one of the things that she talked about a lot was the fact that there is not velocity of money. So as the Fed loosens and we have all this extra money,
mm-hmm.
it's all hanging out in the bank because there's not enough loan demand, or the fact that they're not loaning enough money because you still have too tight a regulation on the
mm-hmm.
banking industry. So I really have to say that until we see some of that change, I still don't think that we're going to get enough inflationary pressure in the market. I think a better way to do it would be for the Fed to take back the money that
they're giving.
The interest that they're letting them receive on the that's reserves.
That's a form of tightening.
Yeah, and I wish that they would do that before they change rates at all.
Well,
I don't
consumer
know that they
debt's will. At an all-time high again. So, I mean, I don't know how much debt we need consumers to take on before we realize that, you know, they are using more debt. I mean, subprime auto lending recently tracked back a little bit, and everybody freaked out when CarMax reported their sales.
But, right.
I mean, all of the debt figures and the uses of debt is hitting new highs. So we're not going to get the same type of growth in credit that we've experienced in the past. We're just not. The consumer is cognizant of what high debt means. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah, it surely has been negative for growth.
Yeah.
The level of credit that we currently have.
Yeah. But, hey, Troy, let's take a quick break. We'll see you on the other side of the break, and we'll finish with the rest of the news for the week. Don't touch that dial. This is Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.